Okay, we're talking about the qualifications of judges. We learned that a woman is not kosher. Someone's supposed to be 18. Yeah, but 13 we thought was okay. You shouldn't be an enemy of one of the litigants or a good friend of one of the litigants. We said if that's all we're talking, a really good friend, a really bad enemy. If it's just an acquaintance or someone you dislike, so then it's a midas chasidus not to judge it, but there's no issur in judging the case. Last week we spoke about a rasha. A rasha certainly is possible to be a dayan, someone's mechal shabbos, a ganav. The issue was, though, could you join together in a din Torah with them? And we thought there was a special halacha, you're not even allowed to join a din Torah with a rasha, if you know the other person's a rasha. Tonight we're going to talk about the last shir regarding the qualification of a judge. Then in future weeks we'll talk about the din Torah itself. And tonight we'll talk about what happens if the judge doesn't know the halacha. Well, he's not a rasha, he's not a gazlan, he's an Am Haaretz. Can an Am Haaretz be a dayan? Okay, it starts with the first sugya in Sanhedrin. The Mishnah of Sanhedrin says like this, Dinei Mamonos Bishlosha, monetary cases are judged by three judges, Gezeilos V'Chavolos Bishlosha, cases of robbery and bodily injury are also judged by three, and then the Mishnah goes on, different cases that you need 23, some you need 70. So this itself seems to be repetition. Dinei Mamonos Bishlosha, it says monetary laws were three, and then it says Gezeilos and Chavolos Bishlosha, robbery and bodily injury are with three. So Gemara asks Akasha, also Gezeilos V'Chavolos Lav Dinei Mamonos Ninu, aren't cases involving theft and bodily injury, aren't those included in monetary cases? Why does the Mishnah say it separately? So Amar Rav Avo said a pshat, which we're not going to stay with, but he says the pshat will need to know just because of the lumdus, he says. Ma hein katani. The Mishnah is limiting what the Dinei Mamonos is saying. We said the Dinei Mamonos is b'shlosha, monetary cases are judged by three. What type of monetary cases are judged by three? Those are gezeilos v'chavolos. Gzeilos and Chavolos are judged by three. Avo, Hodos, V'Havos, but cases involving admissions and loans, lo, those are not included in the Mishnah's rule that Dinei Mamonos have three Dayanim. Ulamayin, in what way are cases of loans not like other monetary laws? Elam, Adilabonin, Shlosha, you say that you don't need three judges. V'Hamar Rav Avo, Rav Avo said, Shnai Shadana Dinei Mamonos, L'Divya Kalein Dinei Amdin. If you have only two judges in a court case involving a monetary case, everyone holds that's not good. So you can't say that the Mishnah means only cases of theft and bodily injury require three, but other monetary cases like loans, you can have two. That's not true. Two judges aren't enough, Rav Avo says. Ela, D'Labayin and Mumchin. What it means is that you don't need mumchin for cases involving loans. You only need mumchin, expert judges, people that know the halacha well and who have smicha. That you only need for gezeilos v'chavolos, but for loans, cases of loans, you don't need mumchin. Why is that? Because they didn't know the libay nami mumchin, really. You should need mumchin, you need ordained judges that have smicha for all cases of dinei mamonos. The reason we don't require ordained judges in cases of loans, that's Mishum de Rabbi Chanina. That's because what Rachanina said. Amar Rachanina, Rachanina said, Devar Torah, according to Torah law, Midaraisa, Echad Dinei Mamonos, Echad Dinei Nefashos, all cases, whether it's a monetary case or a capital case, Bedrisha v'Chakira, they all require you to investigate the witnesses with their seven questions and with Drisha, with the main questions that we ask witnesses, try tripping them up. So you should have that. We certainly have that by capital cases because you want to exonerate the person who from death. They shouldn't be put to death. But even by monetary cases, you should need such a drisha v'chakira. Why? Shenemar mishpatecha yelachem. It says the pasuk says you should have the same judgment for all cases. So why do they say that when it comes to dinei mamonos, we no longer require drisha and chakira? That's kadeshalotino thales misnei lovin. It's a special kula we have for loans because if we made it difficult to take a borrower to a din Torah, I stop lending money. I lent this person $10,000 and he's not paying me back. So I'll take him to a din Torah. Now I take him to the din Torah, I have two witnesses that he owes me the money, but by the time these witnesses get through the investigations, interrogations of the judges through Derishan Chakira, they'll be passed. They'll have to bring another two witnesses. I'll never win a case. So what's going to happen? Once I got burned, I'm not going to lend money anymore. I got burned once, I'm not going to let it happen again. So to stop people from locking the door from borrowers, we said, okay, take any witnesses, and we want to investigate them that thoroughly. We're going to interrogate them like we do by capital cases. It's a special kula that we have for loans. So, based on that, the Gemara says it would make sense to say the same thing will be over here, that by regarding how many, what type of judges you need, we need three, but even though midaraisa, you need the three judges to have smicha, they have to have this ordination from Sinai, that's what you need midaraisa. But if I had to find three ordained judges every time I wanted to take someone to a din Torah, then once again I'd stop lending money, because I have lent him $10,000. What recourse do I have if he doesn't pay me back? I take him to a din Torah. Who's going to make this din Torah? I'm going to have to find three mumchen. They're so hard to find. So what I'll do, I'll say, I don't want to bother with it. I won't lend money. So in order to prevent me from stopping lending money, the Chachamim said, okay, take any three judges, even if they're not mumchem, even if they don't have smicha, any three judges are kosher. That's what the Gemara wants to propose. The Gemara then slugs it up because the Lashon doesn't work so well. The Gemara finally concludes using the Torah, but it says like this, Ela Amar Rava Tartik Tani. Rava said the Tana is saying two separate halachas, Mishum Rav Chanina, using Rav Chanina's reasoning. In other words, Rava says you should read the Mishnah like this. Not that Gezeilus V'Chavalus is explaining what Dinei Mamonos means. Dinei Mamonos B'Shlosha means the cases of loans are with three judges, and those judges don't have to have smicha. They don't have to be mumchen, because, like Rav Chanina said, Shalotin El Delas. And then Gezeilus V'Chavalus B'Shlosha and Gezeilus V'Chavalus, those halachas still require you to have three judges who are mumchen, because if someone damages me, I'm going to make it my business to try to get my money back from him, or he robs me, and the fact that I have to find three mumchen won't deter me from trying to get that din solved. So that's what Rava understands it. The first part of the Mishnah says din imamis b'shlosha, loans, cases of loans, and we'll see that includes other cases besides strictly loans, but loan cases you need three judges, but they don't have to be mumchen. Gezeilus v'chavalus b'shlosha, but cases of theft need three mumchen. What's the reason? Midaraisa, you should need three mumchen for all cases, whether it's a case of a loan case or a case of theft. But we had to relax the requirements for a loan case in order to prevent people from being wary of lending money to borrowers. That's Rava's pshat. The Gemara then brings another pshat. Rav Acha, this is our Yom Gimel Amid Aleph in Sanhedrin. Rav Acha, Rei Ravika Amar. Rav Acha, the son of Ravika, says, Midaraisa Charnami Kosher. Now it's the opposite. Midaraisa, one dayan is good enough to judge cases involving loans. The whole sugya, I didn't put that in, that because the truth is, by other cases, it says three times it says Elohim, that you need to have dayanim, but that's only in the case of regarding cases other than loans, where it's talking about shomrim, different cases talking about, but loans don't require, it doesn't say anywhere, they need three judges at all. Midaraisa, one judge's kosher. Shenemar, Betzedek, Tishbet Amisecha, the pasuk says, Betzedek, Tishbet Amisecha. In Lashon Yochet, singular. Betzedek, Tishbot, you shall judge, is singular. You shall judge your friend, Betzedek, with justice, and that's a single dayan. So why do we need three judges? Elam Yishom Yosh Vekranos. The only reason we need three judges is because if you only had one judge, that one judge might be a Yosh Vekranos. Rashi says it's a merchant who doesn't know anything about halacha. Others say that it's loiterers, just people that sit around all day, they don't know anything about halacha, and they'll end up passing in your shayla. So therefore, the Chachamim said, don't rely on one judge, you need three. To which the Gemara asks, so you have three judges. So how's that going to help you? You're still going to have people that maybe all three will be Yoshi Kronos. What do you solve by having three judges? To which the Gemara answers, if you pick three people, there'll be one at least that'll know some halacha, and therefore that's going to be good enough, that you have at least one who knows the halacha. So that's why you need three judges. So Rav Acha learns the Mishnah the same way. Dinei Mamonos B'Shlosha. Cases of Mamonos, you need three judges, but they don't have to have smicha. gezeilus lechavos b'shalosh hadei also require three judges, but they require three, so because it says elohim three times, and that's the din of gezeilus lechavos. Now, Rav Achim and Rav are both saying the same halacha. They're both saying that cases of loans don't require three judges who have smicha, but they're saying it for opposite reasons. Right, Rava, the first shot we learned, holds that midaraisa, you need three judges who have smicha for all cases. By loans, we're mekel shalatino delsel they don't love in, and we say we'll be mekel for you, and therefore rely on having three judges who don't have smicha. Rav Acha b'Rei Ravika is the opposite. He says midaraisa, all you need is one judge, and some machlokas k'tos and nesivas whether even that one judge midaraisa has to have smicha. So you only need one judge. One judge midaraisa. The Chachamim said that, well, if you have one judge, he might not know anything. So therefore, they said, have three. If you have three, you're bound to have one that knows the halacha, and therefore, you're okay with three het yotos. And just to clarify, we're talking about three levels of knowledgeable people. We're talking the first highest level, the daraisa level, is a mumcha, someone who knows all the halachas. He's a Tamei Chacham, plus he has smicha. Right, that's the highest level. The lowest level is Yoshei Karanos, someone in the streets who doesn't know anything, and we're not talking about like last week, a Rosh or a Mechal Shabbos. He's a regular good person. He just doesn't know halacha. He's Yoshei Karanos. He's ignorant. He's an Am Haaretz, what we would call nowadays. That's the second. And the middle one is someone who's Gomir. Someone who is Gomir, he's knowledgeable about halacha, but he's not the Tamei Chacham Gadol Hadar, and he's certainly not a Yoshei Karanos. He's in between. That's the type of person. This Gomir is what we need for these Dinei Torah. What we're going to talk about until the end is how many of these Gomirs we need to have a Din Torah. Now, just to define what a Gomir is, Rashi says, Sheshama mechachamim, he learned Torah from chachamim, from edayonim, and from dayonim, hilchos din milva. He learned halachas of loans from chachamim and dayonim, so he knows the halacha. Right? He's not the Tamei Chacham, the biggest Tamei Chacham in the world, but he knows the halacha, so he learned. The Rosh says he didn't have to learn from people. Sheshama, could be he heard the halachas, Okara b'svarim. Maybe he read svarim. There were good svarim out, and by reading the proper svarim, you can become knowledgeable in halachas. Yodea svaras ha-dinim, he knows the halachas of the dinim. The Maram Padova says, don't think that the Rosh and Rashi are arguing. Rashi said he heard it from Chachamim. The Rosh says he read Svarim. The Maram Padova says Rashi's just talking in the times of the Gemara. There were no Svarim. You weren't allowed to write Torah Shebaal Peh. So that's why Rashi says he heard it from Chachamim. And the Rosh says later on, nowadays we could be that he read it in Svarim. That's good enough. And just to read the way the Tumim puts it, the Tumim says like this, what's pshat in the Gomer? Ein ze Gomer v'sovir hamuskar v'shas. When we're saying Gomer, we're saying only Gomer, because in the Gemara there's another thing. There's the Gemara talks about Gomer v'sovir, that he knows halachas, he also can make his own svaras. The Shem Mairi, that's talking about someone shelibo rachev lehavin he has a wide heart to understand and to paskin. That's a mumcha, except he doesn't have smicha. V'kan pirusho, hear the halal, hear what's pshat in the gomer. V'yesh l'shikol hadas b'dinim, he could weigh things. He knows there's this halacha and there's that halacha. He could figure out when people come to him what is the case and paskin it based on that knowledge. V'kan kos hasma v'hashach. But he has to at least know the halacha. So Kain Kasa Maram Mipadava. That's what the Maram Mipadava said. Also, he quotes saying the same halacha. So that's Pshat in the Gemiri. Once again, the Gemara concluded the last in Rav Chanina didn't say anything about them being Gemiri. It's from Rav Acha b'Rei Ravika. We found out that they need to be Gemiri. Right, they need to be knowledgeable about the halacha. Now, how many of the dayanim, the three dayanim, right, they could be hadyotas, they don't have smicha, but how many of them have to know the halacha well to be dayanim? How many have to be knowledgeable about the halacha of choshen mishpat? So the Rosh says, first of all, he says anything other than chavolos, you don't need mumchen, and also don't, you need derisha chakir b'sman hazeh. But he says, you have to have at least one who's a gomir. If you have no one that knows any halachas, He says like this, if you don't even have one that knows the halachas, then psuli lidin. These three people who are Yoshvi Kranis, we'll call them, Aratim, they don't know any halachas, they're apostles. Like we proved in Zabari, the Gemara we learned a few weeks ago about the Arkos, Shevasuria. The Gemara said over there, you have Arkos, Shevasuria, were people who didn't know the halacha, but they couldn't find anyone else. So the Mishnah said, Zep posted on a Shelzeh, they could each possibly start to die in a parashah of the Gemara. The Gemara said, how can you possibly call Kamine? How can you have that power? But Mishnah Barakar Shevasuria, and Pierce Rashi Yoshvi Kronis. Right? So Rashi said that they were Yoshvi Kronis. So Rashi says, that if you have three Dayanim who are Yoshvei Kronos, you can apostle them. You can say, I don't want to have a Din Torah by such a Yoshvei Kronos. Right? They have to have at least one who's a Gomer. That's what the Rosh says. That's the way he understands the Gemara. And the Mice is, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara at the end says, the last line of the Gemara, it's not possible that you won't find one who's Gomer. Right? The Gemara says, maybe there'll be Yoshvei Kronos. The Gemara says, no, if you have three people, it's impossible. You won't have one that knows the halacha there. Right? So the Rosh has a good case to say, you see from the Gemara, that all you need is to have one person who knows the halacha. If you have one person who knows the halacha, that's sufficient to paskin the shayla. So the Torah brings a cholik. He goes even further than Rav Yitzchak said. Kosev harama, dafka de gemiri dina, they have to at least know the halachas, even though they can't figure out new halachas. That's his lashon, the ramah. Dafka de gemiri. So I think because it's plural, the Torah says on this ramah, v'yira midvarav, it seems from the ramah, the boy shloshtam gemiri, the via kosher, din Torah, all three of them have to be knowledgeable about halacha. In other words, if someone wants to call you to a din Torah, you can say, according to the Ramah, I don't want to go because there's one of these dayanim here is an amal aret, and I don't want to go to such a din Torah because the Ramah says it's not a kosher basin, it's not a basin. So that's what the Ramah holds. The Torah concludes though, avadoni avi harosh zal kasa, but my father the Rosh writes, the shlosh iyesh of the lesbuhu chad de gomir. When you have three, it's impossible that there won't be one who's a gomir sheshama akara v'svarim that he either learned or read the svarim v'yideh svaras v'dinim, like we quoted above. So this is a machlokas rishonim. According to the Rosh, it's sufficient to have one dayan who's gomir along with the other two who are the window dressing. And according to the Ramah, you need to have all three who are gemiri. Okay, I'm going to say now, how does it work if you have one who's a gomer and the other two aren't? The Chidah says like this. The Chidah says, the Birchei Yosef, he says that it works because if you have one person who's gomer and the other two, they're not completely dumb. They just don't know the halacha. You'll tell them, you'll explain to them the halacha, right? You're the gomer, you know the halacha. And you have these other two who are marasim, but you can tell them a story. You say, oh, you know, the halacha is a mitzvah chayol avrayin, this isn't a good raya, so I think we have to paskin that the nitva wins. Right, so and then they'll vote together. That's the way the Chidah says it. I heard a mice from Rottenberg that Dr. Miller told me that Rabbi Rottenberg told him that he was once by Ramosha. Ramosha wanted to paskin a din Torah and he needed two more dayanim, and he'll tell me if this story's right, and he got Rabbi Rottenberg and another person to be on the din Torah with him, and they were young and they didn't know what was flying. They had no idea what the people were saying, Yiddish and back and forth. And every so often, Rav Moshe would stop to them and explain to Rav Anberg and the other Dayan what was happening. And when they were finished, he said, okay, this is the halacha, and let's all vote that this is the halacha. And they voted, and they passed in the shayla. Right? So that's what the Chidah is saying here. If you have one who's a gamir and the other two can understand things, that's good enough. That's the machlokas, the Rosh and the Ramah. Now, what's the machlokas toloi in? And it's going to be an upcoming halacha. The Bach seems to say the halacha is bad because the Ramah is a pala lachor, because the Gemara says b'feirish he actually lets b'chad the gomir. All you need one who's gomir. So how can the Ramah say all three have to be gomir? So the first teres we would say would be, and as the Bach says, is that the Ramah doesn't hold like Rav Acha. The Ramah paskins like Rava, who says amidah raisa you need three dayanim mumchin by all halachas. It's just that by Hodaha, we made a kula and said that since the people won't lend money, so we made a kula that we don't need mumchen. But at least you should need the three people that know the halacha. We didn't go that far to say that three people, there could be any amaratin there. The halacha is that, according to Ramah, is that all three need to be mumchen. Not mumchen, they need to be gemiri. They need to know the halacha. That would be a simple way of understanding the machlokis, the Ramah, and the Rosh. the Rosh Paskins, and this is the way we'll see the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like Ravacha Beit Ravika, that Midaraisa, all you need is one Dayan. So that's all you need. So the Chacham said you need two more. So they could be. They could be not so knowledgeable in halacha. As long as you know the halacha, it's okay if the other two don't. But the Rama holds like Rava, who holds that you need midaraisa, you need three good dayanim who are mumchin, who have smicha. So we're meikel to say you don't need smicha, but you at least need to know the halacha. That will be an easy way to explain the machlokas. However, it's easy because I didn't tell you the rest of the Gemara. And all the achronim ask, because the rest of the Gemara asks, Ma'ika, the Gemara asks, what's the nafkamina between Rav and Ravacha Beit Ravika? And the Gemara says the nafkamina will be if Shnayim Shadonu did he have dinner or not. But according to the Bach, you have a simple nafkamina. Nafkamina is these three that we said could judge case of halva. Do you need three who are gemiri or only one who's gemiri? So this is a problem with the Bach's pshat and the machlokas. And lemaisa is we'll see the simple halacha is like the rush. Let's read the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Gimel Sif Aleph. There are Shulchan Aruch paskins ein basin pachas mishlosha. For a basin, you need to have three people. The chol shlosha nikraim basin afilu had yotas. Any three people can be considered a basin, even if they had yotas, meaning they don't have smicha. But the Rama asks, because when you have three, it's impossible there won't be one who knows svaras. If there's not even one there, then psili ladun, it'll be possible to judge this in Torah. There must pass something like the rush clearly, that when you have three, we assume there's one who's a gamir, and that's sufficient to make you a valid bezdin. If you don't even have that one, then the whole din Torah is possible, and a bottle, and you don't have a din Torah. So it would seem, it seems clearly that we pass on like the rush. Now the Siva says also what Yisroel said, that even though we have this kula, that one gomer is good enough. Then the Siva says that's only b'diyavad l'chachila. It's certainly tzrichan, his lashon is tzrichan kula lios b'kiyim b'torah. And Siva in Siman Ches says that l'chachila all three dayanim should be b'kiyim b'torah. Okay, so we have this machlokus. Now it seems to be paskin though that all you need is you go to a din Torah, all you need one person who knows the halacha, and it's okay if the other two don't know the halacha, because like the Chidah said, we'll explain to him, and they'll figure it out from what you said. From what they're saying, what the Chidah is saying is the two have to be able to, that you, how does it work? Because when you explain to them the halacha, they'll understand, and now you're passing by three. Suppose the two are so dumb and they have no shaykhas at all to Torah that you can't explain it to them. You know, it's like explaining it to a wall, right? You tell them, and you know, they just have no idea what you're talking about. So the halacha psukah brings down that it wouldn't work in such a case. I mean, if the Chidah Svar is right, that you always need, and then it's a lot of lumps involved, whether what's shot in the desert, is it the three passing together, or is it the one and the two were, but if you hold that, like the Chidah, that it works, because the one Gomer explains it to the other two, and there's three passing the din, so they have to be that it's really happening, but not that the two don't know an olive from a vase, and they can't, you just mamash take people off the street, and they have no idea what you're talking about, that wouldn't work. It has to be at least people that you can explain things to. I don't know if there's any raya from Hataras Nedarim. There also we say you don't have to know all the Nedarim, but you have to at least know a Svara, and there's one halacha you have to know. So it could be that we're trying to get a Bezdin there also, that we're Gomer, that we know the halacha, the difference between a Pesach and a Harata, and we can say a Svara, then you can learn things. Maybe that's we're going from these Gedarim. Suppose I want to take you to a Din Torah, and I pick my friend who's an Am Haaretz, and you'll pick your friend who's an Am Haaretz, and between you, you'll pick someone who knows the halacha. So that should be your kosher Din Torah, because as long as one is gomer, it's good enough. But suppose you say, I don't want to go to a Din Torah. I do everything l'chachila. I always use the best hashkachas, and I go to the, everything I do l'chachila with the greatest hidurim, and I want my best to be mahudur. I want a best that has three people who are gemiri. Now, I don't know if that would help, but you could say kimli kaharama. There's a rama. I'm sorry, the rama. Right? Even though the Shulchan Aruch doesn't, the rama doesn't pass in that way, but the rama, Reish Mem Pei, right? The rama that the Torah quoted holds that you need three dayanim who are gemiri, three dayanim who know the halachas. You can't have any amaratim involved. So I say, kimli, I hold like the Rama, and therefore I'm muchzuk. You want to take me to a Din Torah? I don't want to go to a Din Torah because I hold like the Rama that all three have to be gemiri. can you say such a taina? So that's a taina the Shach talks about. The Marin Ibn Leib said that you can't say such a taina. The Muchsel could say Kimli like the Ramah, and I don't want to go to a Din Torah where they're not all three Gemiri. The Shach though says, how can you argue with the Gemara? The Rush is clearly like the Gemara, and the Ramah passes that way. The Gemara clearly said one Gomer is good enough. And then he says, who says for sure the Ramah argues? All the Ramah said was, he said those four words, Dafka, five words, Dafka, Digamiri, Dina, it's only if they know the Halacha, Afa, Pita, Lo, Sviri. That's what he said. So because of that Yud, I guess, he could say plural, Gemiri, from that the Torah is Medayek, that the Ramah holds that Gemiri, they all three have to know the Halacha. The Shach says, maybe that's not Pshat in the Ramah. Maybe what the Ramah means is that there is among the three someone who's Gemiri, and he's just teaching what Pshat and Gemiri is. There should be one who knows the Halacha. And the Shach says also, the Torah doesn't say for sure, the Torah just says, V'yirim edvarav, it seems from his words, it's possible to see from his words. The Shach says, it's not so clear, the Shach says, that there's anyone that holds that you need to have three Dayanim who are Gemiri. The Gemara clearly says, all you need is one who's a Gomir. And therefore the Shach rejects the Marid ibn Leib and says, you can't even say Kimli, because there isn't any other opinion here. There's the Torah's maybe Pshat in the Ramah, which is a Keneged the Gemara, Keneged the Ramah, and the Shach says, you can't say such a Tanya. And the Shari Mishpat disagrees with the Shach. If you recall, we have a problem with the Ramah, right? The Ramah is going Keneged the Gemara, and the best we could say was the Bach's Teretz that he holds like Rava. And that Rava holds midaraisa, all you need is midaraisa, you need three dayanim who have smicha, and the chachama relaxed it to say you have had yotzos, but at least the Ramah could hold like Rava, according to Rava, you need to have three that are gemir, that know the halacha. Right, that's the Bach's pshat. But we had the problem that why didn't the Gemara say that was the nafkamina between Rava and Ravacha Beit Ravik, but the Gemara didn't say that nafkamina, so we're kind of stuck with where the Ramah gets his halacha from. He's going to neged the Gemara. So Shari Mishpat says, maybe this is Pshat in the Gemara, and this is maybe how the Ramah understands Halacha. When the Gemara says at the end, also Betzchlosov, the Gemara says, also Betzchlosov, you have Yoshvi Kronis, if you have three, one you have Yoshvi Kronis, then what do you gain? Right, once again, Rav Acha Bei Ravika said, Midaraisa, one dying is good enough. We were just worried, if you rely on one dying, you might choose someone who's a Yoshvi Kronis, someone who's a corner dweller, someone who doesn't know Halacha. So the Gemara says, what do you, so that's why, he said, take three. Correct the Gemara, if you have three, maybe they won't know the halacha either. The Gemara says, "I efsha the less behuchad the gomer." It's impossible; there won't be one who's gomer. Now, what's that do for you? It's impossible that there be one that's gomer. If you have one who knows halacha and the two, other two don't, so we said pshat in the chidor how that works. But the Shari Mishpat says, in Hilchas Eidos, we have a law like this: if you have two eight witnesses that come together, three, five witnesses that come together, and one of the witnesses is possible. Once you have one witness that is invalid, the whole testimony becomes invalid. Right? It has to be that they came to testify together, otherwise it doesn't work, otherwise you have problems with chasanas. But if they come together to testify, if one is invalid, they all are invalid. Does that apply to Dayanim also? If you have three judges sitting there, and one is found to be, or let's say you have five judges sitting there, and one is found to be related to one of the Bali Din, to one of the litigants. So he's puzzled. But does that make them all puzzled? Do we say once one of the judges is puzzled, the whole Din Torah is puzzled, or is it only puzzled that one? It's a big machlokis haposkim I'm not going to get involved with right now. The Shari Mishpat though says, as a Darver Pashat, he says the real poskim hold that just like he say by witnesses, that if one witness is invalid, the whole testimony is thrown out. The same thing as if one judge is invalid, the whole Din Torah is thrown out. So the Shari Mishpat says, what do you gain if you have one judge who is knowledgeable, and if you need knowledge, well, otherwise they're not, an Amma Aris is not kosher. So those two Amaratim are pasul, and they should pasul the whole Din Torah. How's that work? So the Shari Mishpat says it must work like this. People don't want to sit in a Din Torah and then find out that they were invalid. They want to make sure if they're sitting in a Din Torah, they're sitting in a valid Din Torah. That way, if they make a mistake, they're not responsible. So, if you have three people, the Shari Mishpat said, this is Pshat in the Gemara. If there's three people, it's impossible, there won't be one who's knowledgeable. Now, this one is knowledgeable. He knows that he shouldn't sit with two Amaratim because Amaratim are going to apostle the whole Din Torah. So if you pick three people who want to join in the Din Torah, there will certainly be one who knows what he's doing. And once there's one who knows what he's doing, he'll make sure that the other two also know what they're doing. He'll make sure that all three are Gemiri. And that's the way the Shar Mishpat says the Ramah can understand the Gemara. Yes, the less who chad the garment, it's impossible. There won't be one who's knowledgeable, and therefore he won't judge the case unless he gets two other dayanim who are also gemiri, who also know the halacha. So, based on that, the Shar Mishpat says the Ramah has a raya from the Gemara that, or he has a way to learn the Gemara at least, that all three dayanim have to be gemiri, and therefore the Shar Mishpat says you can say kimli like the Ramah, like the Maria ben Leib said. And you can say, I'm not going to do it in Torah unless all three are Gemiri. Now, Lamaisa, I don't know what to do. If you have a Machlokis, the Shach and the Shar Mishpat, whether you can say Kimli like the Ramah, can you say Kimli like the Shar Mishpat? I can say Kimli like the Ramah. I'm not sure what you do in such a case. You ask a Shaila before you want to do that. But anyway, we're just saying the halachas, where they come from. That's the bottom line of the halachas. Let's just review what we've had until now, that we have a Machlokis in the Gemara. Why you need three dayonim in monetary cases with manazah, according to Rava, who we do not passing like the Chora. That's also machlokes shach and tzma. We won't get involved with that. According to the Shulchan Aruch, seems to be passing not like Rava, but Rava holds that midaraisa you need three mumchen for all halachas, all dinei mamonos. You need to have three dayonim who have smicha. The chachamim will worry that in cases of loans, people won't want to lend money because they'll be stuck. Finding people that are mumchim, so they say they relax and say you can have three hadyotos. That's one way. That's Rava's pshat. Rav Acha ben Ravika said different in this way. The Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah say it. That no, midaraisa by long cases of loans, all you need is one dayan. Midaraisa, that's good enough. And we've mentioned that it's even a shayla that one has to have smicha, but one is good enough. The Chachamim said though, make sure you get two others, make sure you have three dayanim to ensure that you have a din Torah consisting of at least one dayan. We'll learn the way the Rosh learns the way the Ramah paskins, you have at least one dayan who knows the halacha. If you have one dayan who knows the halacha, so that'll be okay, even though the other two don't. How does it work? We said the chidah, that the one will explain to the other two the halachas, and then all three will paskin it together. That's the normative way to learn the sugya. We saw that the Ramah, though, the way the Shar Mishpat explains him, says no, even according to Rav Acha, you need to have three that are Gemiri, because otherwise the two Amaratim will postle the whole thing. The one Gemiri will ensure that the other two are Gemiri. You need all three to be Gemiri. And we saw, according to him, you could say Kimli like the Ramah, but the normative halacha is like the Rosh, the Ramah Paskins, that if you have it in Torah with only one who is a Gemir, that's good enough, even though the two are Amaratim. It could be they have to be able to explain them halacha, like we said from the Pesuka. Now, if none of them are Gemiri, that you have three Amaratim, so then everyone said, the Shurma Paskins, that if all three are Gemiri, they're Yoshei Karanas, so then it's not a Din Torah, right? That's what we were worried about, that they should all be Yoshei Karanas. So we said, no, there'll always be one who's Gomir. But if they're not one that's Gomir, all three are Amaratim, that's a puzzle, they're a puzzle Dayanim. There's nothing to talk about. However, there are two possibilities of even using Amaratim. The first one is just to finish off what the Rosh says that we quoted before. It also says this part. Right? Recall the sugya of the Arkosh Shebasuria, where the Gemara said, Rosh Shimon said, each one could paskin the other Dayanim if the Dayanim are Arkosh Shebasuria, if they're Amaratim. But the Chachamim there said, you can't. The Chacham disagreed with Rosh Shimon and said, you can't paskin the Dayanim. Right? So the Rosh asks, how can you have a Din Torah where all three are Amaratim? Certainly, if there's not one who's a Gomir, the Din Torah is possible. So the Rosh and Tosfos say that that's talking Dakar Gavi Arkos Shenis Manu Lias Dayanim. That's talking where they were appointed to be the Dayanim of the city. We mentioned this halacha in Simen Ches a while back, that there are works some communities where they didn't have any people that knew halacha, and to avoid people going to secular courts, they set up these Arkosh Shebasuria, at least get some nice, three nice Jews who will pass in the Shilas, even though they don't know the halacha. They won't base it on secular law, they'll just base it on what they feel, what they think. Maybe they'll know something. So that's, in that case, even though all three of them are Amaratim, they don't know halacha, since they were appointed to be Dayanim, that's good enough. That counts. Another way, which the Gemara, which is not what the Rosh says, but that's the Pasha. The Gemara says, if two people want to go to a Din Torah, they're Mekabel, even Roi Bakar, like someone mentioned in the beginning, if you meant, I want Shalosh Roi Bakar, shepherds that don't know Halacha, if the two people say, look, you guys are fair, we don't want to go to Din Torah, passing it for us, if the two sides accept such Dayanim, even though all three are Amarasim, that's also okay. Now, what happens though, if they didn't explicitly accept them as Dayanim? Right. It's a bad situation in this town. They can't find any Tamil Chacham to be Dayanim, and they point three Amaratim to be the Dayanim, and two people come to the Din Torah. So, is that good enough? The fact that they come, is that called Kabbalah or not? So, if you recall last week when we were talking about Rishoyim, we had the Yerushalmi where Ravo was sitting alone, and people would come to him and judge, and he would judge them alone. And the Gemara asked, how can you do that? You need three Dayanim. So Ravo said, since they see me sitting here, and they're coming to me anyway, so that counts. It's like they're Mekabel me. It's like they're Mekabel me as a Dayan. So the Shlosh Yaakov said, that only worked last week when it was, everyone could tell that he was one Dayan. But if you can't tell that they're possible, last week we were talking that one of them was a Rasha. He says the same thing this week, where some of them are, where they're Amaratim. If it's not readily apparent that they're Amaratim, you think you're coming to a real Din Torah, and because they're appointed by the Tuvei Hoyer, and they're really Amaratim, just your showing up there isn't called a Kabbalah. You have to explicitly say that I'm a Kabbalah, these people, even though they're Amaratim. The Halach Tzuvei also brings many posts and they disagree with the Shlosh Yaakov on that, and the fact that they show up, that's good enough, that these are the Dayanim of the city, and these two Bali Din are showing up, even though they're all three Amaratim. He brings many Rai, the Bach, Nes Abdullah, who hold that that's okay also. That's called an implicit Kabbalah, even though it's not explicit, and that's good enough. So, in review, L'chachila, like Nesiva says, all three Dayanim should be Talmidei Chachamim. Nesiva says to Mechaz, certainly that's the best way, according to the Ramah, it's Ma'akev. We paskin like the Rush, the Ramah paskin like the Rush, that B'di'evet, it's okay if only one Dayan knows what he's doing. Even if there's only one Talmid Chacham among them, that's good enough. And according to the Chida, because the other two will at least understand what he's telling them, and together they'll make the Din Torah. Can you say, kinli like the Ramah, that I don't want to go to the Din Torah unless all three know the Halacha, so that the Shach says you can't. Shai Mishwa tried to say you can, but I think the consensus will be it'd be a tough thing to do. And finally, if you're Mekabel, if the two litigants are Mekabel, any three people, that always works, unless maybe you're cutting, we said not. And secondly, if it was, these are the Dayanim of the city, that the city appointed as the Dayanim, there, that Kabbalah works. However, there, the Shlosh Yaakov says, it has to be there where the two litigants explicitly accept these Dayanim to judge their case, even though they're Amaratim. The others disagree, just are showing up, will be considered a Kabbalah. Next week, we nether. We'll continue with the next general segment, and that'll be how exactly the Din Torah works from the beginning, calling people to Din Torah, what's the composition of the Bezin, now that we've finished understanding what the Dayanim have to be like.